This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, welcome to Kinim. Today we will be doing Kinim. We're going to start with Beis Aleph. I want to do Aleph through Dalid and Hey. So I think the whole parak. Yeah, we'll do the whole parak today. Five Mishnayos, okay? But since it's not going to be as hard as you think it is. Okay? Beis Aleph through Hey. Ready? Let's go. Okay. Bo through Ba. Beis Aleph through Beis Hey. Yeah. Let's go. Ready? Okay. It says the Mishnah. A Kain Stuma, Sheparav Min HaGozel Avir, a Stuma. So you have a group of, a pair of birds, that one of them went and flew away. And it was, there were stumas. So, there are schnapps cups. Stumas, one chatas, one ola, and one flies away. Okay? Osha parach ben amesos, or it, you know where it went, but it's amongst other birds that have to be killed, and therefore it has to be killed as well, because it's mixed in. Oh, mesach, when one died, yichzul gusheni, pair it with a new one. That's simple enough. And they now become tangled, one with the other. I think that was the word we used yesterday, tangled. When you make one as a chatas, the other one's an oila. By the way, you're always supposed to do the chatas before the oila. It's not ma'akib. It might come up again today, I'm not sure. Always preferable to chatas before the oila. Parach labein hakrevos, if one of them, okay, escapes and goes amongst the krevos, he passes one from where he came and one where he went. Okay, it's a little bit of a hard lesson. How do they literally translate it? He puzzle in the new destination, or in the place of origin. He passes one bird in each.
Is it one bird or one pair of birds?
Here it's one bird. That's very important. Here it's one bird. Later on it's going to mean one pair. But at this point it means one bird. Shagoyz laparech puzzle. He puzzles. Where he's his place of destination, a place la'achnei, and one in the place of origin. Okay. What does that mean? Why would that be? So, I always like to sometimes describe it visually before. I hope you could see it on the video. I apologize. But I know you could probably zoom in if you can't see well enough. It's not large enough. Okay. So, you had over here two women had four birds. One, two, three, and she had four. Okay. She had four birds, and she had four birds. Unfortunately, one flew away from here, and one here. Okay? So now it's three and five. What are the options on the table? If you're going to bring, okay, chatas, ola, and what are you going to do now? If you go ahead and bring this, I'll do another chatas, right? That's fine. The problem with that is that when you did that, you now brought two chatos. That means you just created an ola here. Once you create an ola here, it means you're never going to be able to bring a chatos from this group. Never. You'll never be able to. And that's not good. We don't want to do that. What are you going to have to, at that point, once you create an ola here, you're going to be having to bring just two olos. That's the one that's an earlier Mishnah in the first parak. When an ola goes into a group of stumos, you're left with, you're only going to bring olos, and how many, according to the amount that were in the original group? Two. Bad idea. So you're going to be left with, first of all, bring one, two, three, four. No, you brought three here, three, four, five. You're going to bring five birds. Okay, we don't like that idea. I have a better idea. Chatas ola. Chatas ola. Good. Good. Now what? Nothing. You're good. Nothing. The auto-designation concept that when you bring both two olos or two chatos, automatically the other ones become olos or the others become chatos, has not yet taken effect. Well, it might have. If you do chatas ola, okay, it could be these two chatos were from the same pair. Therefore, this one might be an, therefore, that might have created an ola here. That's fine. Do two chatos. You have to be careful the order you do it in. What's going on in there? Okay. Yeah, if you do two chatos, you gotta be careful. When you do chatos, all you're fine here. The second you do another chatos here, this might be from that pair. That creates, oh no, but that'd be fine, because that would create, if it was, that just makes this an ola. Right. It wouldn't affect anything here, because that's from this one. So you do chatos ola here, chatos ola here. Fine. The only thing that might have just done, you have to be choshish, you might have just made this into something. Fine, we won't bring this. Okay, you're right. Because depending on the different possibilities, this thing can either just become a chatos or an ola, we can't bring it. And then you can do another chatos ola. And you're fine. You can't bring this because you don't know what it is. If it's from this original group, it could have made it into a chatos, could have made it into an ola. And I can't bring this for a chatos or an ola, because then I run into the possibility that I brought three chatos or three olas from one group. That's not allowed. Therefore, the best way to do it is to just bring two here and four here. And you bring six out of eight. So this is the concept of when a bird goes here, poisel echad, he passes bringing one here. Posachnegdo, he passes one in the back. Meaning to say that here you have three and five, you're only going to be able to bring two and four, for a total of six out of eight. Okay? Then the Mishnah is going to teach us another halacha. Now let's say it would go back, and now you're back to four and four. Aha! Now you have another problem on hand. Because, what am I going to do? Let's say I bring chatasol, chatasol. Okay, I'll bring four. Now what? What am I going to bring this here? I'll bring this as a chatas. Really? Really? Maybe, you bring this as a chatas. Maybe this was from this group, was from group A, and I bring three chatos from group A. That's not allowed. I'll bring as an ola. Maybe these two olos were both from group A. You can't bring a third ola from group A. That's one issue. A second issue is that maybe these two olos were both from group A, and then this turned into a chatos. So then I can't bring it as an ola. But on the other hand, maybe these two chatos were from group A and this turned into an ola, so I can't bring as a chatos. You don't know. And that's the same with all four. You just don't know. Any time that something might be a chatos, you can't bring as an ola. It might be an ola, you can't bring as a chatos. So basically, you're stuck with bringing four out of eight. And so let's read the Mishnah. Ketzah shtei nashim, two women, lezu shtei kanim, lezu shtei kanim. This one has two pairs, this one has two pairs. Parah mizlezu, a bird goes from this one to that one. Poesel echeb alichasoi. He passes one on each, one on each, one bird on each. I know it's a little, you gotta know how to read the words here. One on each on his return, on his first trip. Chazar in his back trip, and again, don't know it was the same bird that went back. Maybe, maybe not, maybe it was a different one. So poisel echeb chazaros, another bird gets knocked out on each end. So here you were able to do six out of eight. Here you're gonna be stuck with four out of eight. Parach v'chazar, parach v'chazar. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Loisad klum. That's not an issue. Shavile muravois in Pachas Mishnayim. Even if they would be totally mixed, you'd have eight birds get mixed. We had that earlier in the Mishnayis. All eight got totally mixed into one big mish. What's the halacha? The halacha is we learned. You could bring according to the amount of the smaller number. So if it's here, they're equal. It's four and four. If it'd be, say, four and ten, so it's 14 altogether, you'd be able to bring four birds. If it's four and four, you bring half the birds. Two chatos to us. But you can't do more than that because you're getting into the possibility that you might be bringing three chatos from one group or three olas from one group, and that's absolutely not appropriate. Okay, good. Mishnah Gimel. Lazu achas. One woman has one pair. Lazu shtayim, two pairs. Shalosh, arba, chamesh, sheish, shavu. Seven women. Parach, a bird went from here to here. Shnei l'shlishes, revias, chamishes, shishes, shvias. Then chazar, another bird. It could be the same. We don't know. Again, we don't know if it's the same bird or it's different birds the entire time. Chazar, but a bird went back. Halach is poisel echad balichosov echad b'chazaros. You passel one pair on the way there and one pair on the way back. And why is that? Let's understand. You lost one pair. I'm just chazaring stuff from yesterday. You're in good time. Poisel Mishnah Gimel. Poisel Echad Balichosay Echazros. Here, you passeled one pair. So think about it. Let's start with the way there before we get to the way back. On the way there, he only has at this point only has one bird. Right? They went. Number seven has an extra bird, and you have one bird. You cannot bring either bird. You cannot bring. You have one bird left. Okay? You cannot bring it. Why? are you going to do? You're going to make it as a chatas, let's say? Yeah, make it as a chatas. Then you just create an ola here. Somewhere in here, just you create an ola. And that means that we'll never be able to bring another chatas, any of these other women, because there's a vade ola here somewhere, and I can't take a chance. Because of that, you're out. And the same thing goes for number two. Let's go to number two. He brings one pair. He stops right here. Why? Because if you would go bring, okay, chatas ola, great. Let's say he brings, I'll bring another chatas. Then you just create an ola somewhere. Once you brought two chatos, automatically the auto-designation kicks in. I like to call it that, for lack of a better term. Auto-designation kicks in. You create an ola here somewhere. We don't want that. So I'll do two olos. Well, then the auto-designation will create one chatas, etc., etc. So everybody's got to stop short. You're totally knocked out. Two stops short. Three stops, skips one pair at the end. Four, five, six, seven. And number six is going to leave one pair at the end. Poisel echad balechos. You posit one pair on the way then. Everybody's got to stop short. Now, number seven, he has no problem because nothing left him yet, right? On this end. He just has one extra bird at the bottom. He has 15 birds. He just won't bring 15. He'll bring seven chatos, seven olos. What does he have to worry about? Aru designation, none of his birds left. So just one bird at the end. He doesn't know what to do with it. I don't know what it is, who it is. One of them in the mix is just going to stay in place. It's not going to be able to be brought because you don't know what to bring it as. Fine. Echad bechaziroso. Now everyone back to the original numbers. Number, the extra one over here went here, and now you went back to 14. He went back to 12. He went back to 10, and he went back to 2. Okay. Mr. One, you're stuck, and you were stuck before anyways. It doesn't really make a difference. We don't care about you. You weren't bringing anything anyways, because of the same problem. You can't bring one because then you create something. Again, we don't know where your bird that left. And Mr. One could be, you know, it was the same bird that left, came back. Probably not, actually. Very unlikely. The odds are very, very slim. Let's go to number six, okay? So number six, he now, man, one left him this point and one left him at this point. So he had possible two of his escaped. He doesn't know where they are. Maybe those two that left or being out there somewhere being brought as chatos, maybe. Maybe both of them are being brought as olos, maybe. So we have to always err on the side of caution. So you're only allowed to bring six chatos, but you know the two of them out there might have been brought as chatos already. They might go or will be brought as chatos. Stop at four. Bring four chatos. Same with the olos. Maybe they're both being brought as olos. Stop at four. And you just lost two pairs. So you lost two pairs. Number five lost two pairs. Number four lost two pairs. Number three lost two pairs. And number two and number one are both knocked out at this point. Number two and number one have just gotten X'd out. They have just gotten X'd out. Okay, let's continue. Rishonah v'Shnia, says the Mishnah, Elam Kum. At this point, Rishonah and Shnia have nothing. Shlishis has one, Revias has two, Chamish has three, Shishis has four, Shvias yeshlash shesh. Shvias, only one ever escaped, only on the way out. So he only has to worry about one possible thing. Maybe it's a chatas, maybe it's an ola, so stop short, knock out one pair. Parach v'chazar, poesel echad v'chazar v'chazar v'chazar. The whole thing then happened again. Here we go again. Ba 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 ba. So now everyone has two more that might have left. So number one and two, we're going to ignore you. Now, some say at this point, we're only talking about three and on. The one left from three. Because if anything left from one and two, those have din of mesos. And once the mesos get into the mix, everybody's knocked out. So it's a debate amongst the Mefarshim, whether that's true, because they're not really mesos. We just don't know. It's a suffix. Some say here we're just talking about number three and on are involved. Number one and two are out of the picture. Okay, number three and on. Okay, so now, here we go. Did the round trip. So everybody now, let's go to number six. He has now had four have left him. Twice up here and twice down here. So he has four that are floating around. Maybe all those four are chatos, all those four are olds. I don't know. So he has to leave four pairs untouched. And he's left with two. Number five, he's left with one. And guess what? Number four, number three are going to be knocked out. Let's go X them out. They're knocked out. Let's read the Mishnah. 3 and 4 are knocked out. 5 has one pair left. Shish has two pairs left. Shviyas. Okay, let's do number 7. 7 is already a little different. He only had now 2 that left him. So he's going to stop short at number 5. Okay, good. And now the grand finale. Parach v'chazar. They did it a third time. Some want to say that we're only talking about departing from number 5 and on, because the same reason we said before, because these are all mesos and we don't want them getting into the mix. So, parach v'chazar. Then we do a round trip. Let's do the math in a row. We can figure this out. So number 6, how many have left you altogether? 6. That means you're out. Number 5, how many have left you? 6. Well, then you're definitely out. You're out. You're out. And number 7 should be left with one pair. How many have left him? 3. I'm sorry. How many have left number 7 at this point? 1, 2, 3. So he should have 3. He should stop. He should stop. Let's draw it. It'd be nice to have a different color, but he should stop right here. Right? Let's read the Mishnah. Chamish v'shish is einam klum, and Shvias has 4. Perfect. We got it all right. V'yeishayimrim. Now, some say, Hashvias lo yivsida klum. At this point, why should the 7th lose anything? Nothing else is being brought. What are you worried about? That my 3 chatos, they might have been 3 olos. None of that is being brought. Everything else is being left to Misa. The Yishonim says, excuse me? And the Tanakhama is not a fool. Tanakhama says, you're 100% right. Loy plug. That's just the way we do it. You're right. People are going to get too confused. And just loy plug, keep it straight. But the Tanakhama, the Yishonim have a very strong argument. They say, why should we apostle anything here? Nothing else is being brought. Okay. Then parach ben ames is the kulam. If a mace, oif, that's destined to be killed, flies into the mix, reikulmas, everything has to die. It's like funny why this comes in over here. Whatever reasons, it's didn't to be dead because its bialim died, because the bialim used a different one for kapara. So and it gets in the mix, then you all have to kill all of them. Now, that goes back to the discussion we had before. What if its din misa was only because of a suffix? Because we didn't know what it was. It didn't have a real din misa, just we did it because of the problems. That's already, you know, that goes back to the discussion we had before. That's not so pasha. That the same rule applies. Okay. Very good. Mishnah Dalet. Kain stuma. I'm going to use the cups. I think it's easier at this point. I hope those in the video. It looks like you could see them. Kain stuma v'kain mufreshes. All right. Kain Stuma, these are stumas. I don't know what they are. Mefreshes, okay? My right hand side is always going to be chatos. So this mefreshes, chatos, ola. Good? Okay. Porach minas, let's make the mefreshes right side up. All right, they're ready to drink. Okay, they're mefreshes. All right. Porach minas stuma le mefreshes. Okay. It went in. And obviously, we don't know which one it is. What do you do? Well, this one, I mean, he needs a partner. Okay, and what do you do with this guy? Well, you have chatas, oila. You'll just bring, you have to be, let's think. You can bring one chatas, one oila. You can't touch the other, and then. Right, you won't touch the third one. A stuma. Yeah. One second.
Could do any of them, because there could be one of the hottest ones, it could be one of the old ones.
Well, stuma went in here.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're all mixed up together. You don't know which one is the stuma.
I understand. So if you're going to bring these first, you're going to be in trouble. One second. How do they say it? One second. You don't know which one is which. Okay. We're talking about a case of the mefreshes, you don't know which one is which. So you can't bring either of these. Because you don't know, one's a chatas, one's another, we don't know which one is which. And now another one gets into the mix, you also can't bring him either.
Even without that.
This is before the story. Before the story began. You already got these two mixed up. Okay, fine. I missed that part. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
I'm sorry, I missed that one line. So now you're dead. Okay. So all these are going to be dead. And this one can get a new pair. Fine. You could pair it up. You could tangle it with a new one. That was the term we used yesterday. Chazar. Uh-oh. It went back. Well, now we're in trouble because we don't know what went back. And these might have been the den of a mace learned in the previous Mishnah. That's one scenario. Okay. Second scenario is a whole different situation. So Chazar O, Shaparach Minufureshes L'Rishon. Here, two stumas, two mufreshes, and one of these went here. We don't know what it is. So I can't do anything because this is a chatas and oila. I don't know where it is, and I'm stuck. So what's the halacha? Kulam yimuzu, kill them all. Nothing you can do about it. Okay. Mishnah, we'll only do one more today. Keep it. Don't overdo it. Okay. It's not that. This last one's not that complicated. It's not that yet. It's not that complicated. Okay. Chatos mikan v'ola mikan. Chatos on the right, ola on the left, snuma be'emtza. Okay. All right. Parach mina emtza. Let's start in. One bird. Oh, they say there's two stumas in the middle. Parach and Emsel Staden, one bird from the Stuma went to this side. And Echad Heilach Veche, one went to that side. Says the Mishnah, Loi Hifsid Klum. You don't lose anything. Perfect. Why? Let's think about it for a minute. Cohen knows he'll bring these two as Chatos, that automatically he knows this was a Chatos. That's fine. And the other one, I'll make as a chatos. That will make this now have two olos. I'm bringing on as olos. What was the problem? Well, Yomar, you say. Said the Kohen, when he brings it, Zesh halach etzel chatos, this one I'm bringing now that came to the chatos side, will be the chatos. Zesh halach etzel olos, will be the oilo. And then if you bring all the birds. Okay. Good. Ah, Chazar Ali Emtza. Now we're in trouble. The Chazal Emtza. You can't bring the ones in the middle because one of them is a chata, is a possible chata. One of them is a possible ila. You can't bring anything. Hemtza Mimusu. The one of the ones you have to kill. Right? Elu on the chata side, Yikavu chatos, the one that's left, whichever one it is, whether it's Elu, should be an ilus. Even for the stumim, it's fine. Okay. Chazar, mina emtza, right, maybe here. Chazar, or she parach min emtza l'tzadin. Did I skip anything? Chazal emtza. We did that already. There's a lot of chazars here. Chazar, or she parach. I don't know what the two cases. Chazar. They put it in parentheses. Oshapara. It went back. Men emsel back into the tzadin. Kulin yimusu. Because it could be this was a chatas that just ended up on that side. This is all up on that side. I don't know what happened here. Fine. They take out the word Oshapara. Yeah. There's suffix mufurashims. Can't bring any of them. Fine. Okay. Not so complicated. Ein mevien. Now we have to know when a person makes two birds, you have to bring the same type. Ein mevien tyrin keneged bnei yoina, or bnei yoina keneged tyrin. You can't pair up a ben yoina with a tar or a tar with a ben yoina. Okay, it's bring the same in. If you bring one of one type, then you cannot bring the other one, the complementary one from the other type. That has to be the same type. First one she brought a chatas a tar, then she brought the oil as a benyona. Sorry, you can't do that, lady. Tichbol, bring another one. Double it up. Tavi elosa, make another tar. Elosa tar, vechatas a benyona. Tichbol, tavi elosa benyona. What? The first one was the tar. So the Tanakam is of the opinion
that it's already kaveya by the chatas. Whatever the chatas is, the oil has to follow suit. The chatas is the leader, even if the oil went first. Ben hazei aimer, no, holch nacharishim. The leader is whoever went first. Okay, fine. Machlokes, where's the machlokes coming from? Sukkim, okay. Halacha drushes. Isha shevi echatasa, a woman that brought a chatas, umesa, and she dies. Yehaviu ha-yarshin, o'ilasam. The yarshin can bring her o'ilah. Do they have to? I think they're a mechoyev to. O'ilasam, meshvar o'ilam da'i, levi yarshin chatasa. You can't bring a chas to someone who's dead. You can't give a kapar to somebody who's dead. Chatasa shemesa ba'la'a is lamisa. It's another great reason. In kapar lamesim. This is a discussion if that really does apply to birds or not. It's also a discussion. What if she brought neither? Should you bring the oila? Not going to bring the chaz. Should you bring the oila? That's another discussion. Because there's an issue. You're not supposed to bring oila before a chatas. So you're not going to bring the chatas at all. Okay, that's a whole discussion. That is a whole discussion. Want to do one more? Interested? Want to do one more? Want to do one more? Whatever you want, Rabbi. All right, let's do one more. Run a roll. So the part is a part of me that just like wants to get past this mesechta. I know I did it. Gimel Aleph. B'med dvar memurim b'koyein nimlach. This was a koyein who asked permission. He asked a shayla. Aha. Aval b'koyein she'ino nimlach. A koyein who did not ask. Uh-oh. What do you do? Well, let's say it was a case of achazu achazu. Each one had a pair. Shtaimazu, shlashazu, shlashazu. And the kayin, unfortunately, did not ask a shiloh. Okay. What do you do? Well, asa kulan lamala. Let's just go to the case of 3 and 3. So there's 12 birds, okay? So each one has 6 birds. The kayin has 12 birds in his hands, okay? What did Mr. Kayin do? He does them all on top. Mechza kosher umechza puzzle. Half her kosher, half her puzzle. All right, let's think about it for a second. Okay? Let's draw it out. So we had what's 12, right? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay? 12 birds. All right? Now, what did the Kohen do? Kohen, says the Mishnah, he took them all up. Well, what would you say would happen now? Well, you put them all up as what? As Olasov. Olasov goes on top, right? He decided to make them all Olasovs. Well, I mean, six were Olasovs. So there's no issue here. However you slice it, however, even though you made chatos, you definitely did something wrong. 6 birds of these were chatos. However, when they became chatos, we could debate what happened. Depends how it happened. We don't know, because that's a lot of unknowns here. But mechza kosher and mechza pasul. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Okay. Fine. Kulon lamata, same thing. He did them all as chatos. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Okay. Azia chetzim lamala v'chetzim lamata. He says, I'm a little smarter. I'll do half and half. Now, let's think about this for a second. He went ahead and went and drew a line. He took half the birds up and half the birds down. Okay. He went ahead and first, I don't know what order he went. It's not really clear. Let's say he went on top first. He brought 6 olos. First 3 he brings his olos are fine. There's nothing wrong there. Number 4 is already puzzle. Because either it could have turned into a chatos, it's a possibility. Or it could have been a 4th from the same, it's the same problem really. Or you just brought 4 from the same group. So from 4 and on, it's puzzle. This is fine. Check, check, check. As soon as you bring this one, why? Because maybe this was all from the same, these were from the same group.
And the bottom, same thing. Okay, I bring chatos, one, that's fine. It could be a stuma, it could be a chatos. Right, you didn't create it as an ola yet. There's no shayla that's an ola. You brought olos. All you brought was olos. Okay? So you didn't create, this definitely was not turned into an ola. That's not possible. So it's a chatos.
Because it's stuma.
Right, it's a stuma.
So the fact that you create the next...
So to bring three, this is the halacha. I mean, when you have two women, it gets mixed up. You bring six birds. You bring half the birds if they're the same. If they had the same number, so she brings three chatos. Okay, you bring three chatos. Yeah, what's the problem? The fourth chatos you can't bring. The same problem. Maybe it's all from the same group, and you can't bring more than three chatos from one group. And because it's from the same group, it turned into an ayla. It's the same thing, just two different ways of saying it. So you're stuck. Okay? Says the Mishnah. Eshalmala mechsa kosher mechsa posel. Eshalamato mechsa kosher mechsa posel. Givaldik. Half and half.
What does it do? How does he fix it?
Oh, so they talk about it. What these women are going to do. They actually do talk about it here. They say over here, MK. Nobody knows which ones were bought for her. Maybe the olos were brought for her, maybe the chatos were brought for her. I have no idea. So what do? They bring an additional six birds, three chatos, three olos, and they make it tonight. That should go for whoever needed it. That's what they say. Okay. Shkeh, everybody say. Yeah, it's long enough for today. I already finished Shachar's next door. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.